Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know how this works. We take a fascinating subject and we, well, dive deep. And today we're talking about something, someone who took the deep dive themselves.
Into history. Yeah.
Exactly. Especially LGBTQ plus history and music. And this is a deep dive like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
We're talking about the online world, the archives of J.D. Doyle.
J.D. Doyle, yeah. He's been at this for over 2 decades. It's pretty amazing, actually.
So 2 decades of collecting and building.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are we even talking about?
Well, websites, obviously. Packed with information. Then you have audio recordings, images, publications, really the whole 9 yards.
Oh, and don't forget the historical ephemera.
Right. Flyers, buttons, all that kind of cool stuff that really takes you back. It's a seriously impressive collection.
Okay. So then the question becomes, how did this one person managed to create this huge, well-organized, easily accessible collection? I mean, we're talking recognition by the Library of Congress here.
Yeah. The Library of Congress in May 2019 selected his websites for their LGBTQ plus studies web archive. Talk about validation.
So what was the key?
I think it was a combination of a few things. First, his passion for this history is obvious. He's been doing it for so long, and you can tell it's important to him.
Right, and it's not just about collecting. He's also been organizing and sharing everything online pretty much from the start, right?
Absolutely. So the J.D. Doyle Archives, they're essentially 3 main websites. You have Queer Music Heritage, which actually started as a radio show back in 2000.
A radio show.
Yeah. And then the website became an archive for all those shows with playlists, artist images.
So it was all about preserving and sharing LGBTQ plus music history.
Exactly. Then you have Houston LGBT history, which is even broader.
Okay. So what's in that one?
This one is all about Houston and Texas as a whole. You've got publications like This Week in Texas. It covers political movements, pride events, cultural stuff, you name it.
Wait, it even has a pop-up museum, right? The Banner Project.
It does. And then the third piece is the Texas Obituary Project.
Now that one sounds really interesting.
It is. It's this database with over 5,000 obituaries, and a lot of them focus on people who were lost to AIDS.
Wow. So it's a very personal and powerful historical record.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that makes J.D. Doyle's work so compelling is, Joyce Gabbiola from the University of Houston put it really well.
What'd she say?
She said he has a knack for creating queer history rabbit holes. You know, you start looking for one thing and suddenly you're down this fascinating path, discovering all these interconnected stories.
Oh, I can totally see that. And that's something the Library of Congress definitely recognized. They were very clear about how important these websites are as part of the historical record.
Yeah.
And they specifically mentioned how they capture all this born digital information.
Right. Things that originated online, like websites and digital audio, stuff that could so easily just disappear if no one is actively preserving it.
And they had a librarian, Meg Metcalf, who specializes in LGBTQ plus studies, and she was the one who nominated the websites.
Oh, yeah. She called them an absolute treasure and said they're essential for anyone trying to access these primary sources online. She even specifically mentioned how important it is to have a digitized run of Vice Versa.
Yeah. Before that, researchers would have to spend so much time and money trying to track down physical copies.
It's really remarkable. And all of this is going to be available at the Library of Congress, so even more people can access it.
And that's just the online stuff. Don't forget, J.D. Doyle also has this massive physical collection.
Oh, right. The physical archives. That's where you find all the queer music recordings and pre-Stonewall drag memorabilia. Photos, posters, even videos.
It's like a window into a whole other world. And the best part is, this isn't a finished project. There's a board of directors that's working to make sure it's preserved for future generations.
And people are actually using it. From 2019 to 2024, the websites have seen a lot of traffic, so you know people are engaging with this history.
It just goes to show you how much impact one person can have, especially when they dedicate themselves to preserving something like this.
Yeah. It's inspiring, actually.
Well, on that note, it's time to wrap up our deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but I think what really stands out is just how much history is out there, waiting to be discovered and preserved.
And how important it is that we do that.
Exactly. So as you go about your day, think about your own community, your interests. What parts of your world could benefit from this kind of dedication? What are those hidden rabbit holes of knowledge just waiting to be explored?